USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop-off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. Gross also saying more people will be traveling by car as families this year than in years past. President Trump is not happy with the stimulus package Congress passed earlier this week. The president in a video message saying Congress needs to give more money to the American people.
I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
It's deadline day for President Trump to either sign or veto a massive defense bill. The president has threatened to veto the bipartisan measure, but it becomes law automatically if he doesn't do so today. The president is angry that the $471 billion measure does not contain a provision which would remove liability protections for social media companies. President Trump is heading to his Mar-a-Lago resort where he will be spending Christmas. Speaking in West Palm Beach, Florida at the Turning Point USA conference regarding election challenges, the vice president tells the audience,
I'll make you a promise. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted.
The vice president also telling the crowd,
we're going to win Georgia, we're going to save America, and we'll never stop fighting to make America great again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
There are reports that the federal government and pharmaceutical giant Pfizer have a deal for the drug maker to provide at least another 70 more million doses of coronavirus vaccine. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Friedman says the government needs to give a unified message to the public.
It's about trust in the recommendations that we're giving and whether or not people are going to wear masks, avoid crowding together, talk with contact tracers when they call, adhere to quarantine so that they don't infect other people. All of that is important, and all of that relies on trust.
Washington and Pfizer have been wrangling over access to manufacturing supplies. The Christmas spirit is alive and well. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, Jeremy Scott has the story.
On a purchase of 1 cent, a customer left a tip for $5,600 at South Mediterranean Kitchen and Bar in Toledo, Ohio. Chef Musa Salauk opened the restaurant last October, just months before COVID restrictions started severely affecting their bottom line. He tells WTOL 11, for employees who have been struggling to get by and get as many hours as they can, the tip couldn't come at a better time.
A couple of them, cried with tears saying that, they can, help get the kids some toys.
It was split 28 ways with each employee getting $200. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.